The Brookings City Council agrees to again extend the agreement with Bender Companies Incorporated of Sioux Falls for the Brookings Marketplace. That's the old DOT property located near Swiftel Center. Developer James Drew says the site has been surveyed and cleaned up. Preliminary infrastructure plans have been done and wetland permitting has been completed. He says they have retailers who want to locate at Brookings Marketplace.
We've acquired four LOIs from junior box stores. There was negotiations with a large box store over the last 8 to 9 months. We were hoping to have an announcement near the first of the year. That retailer is still interested in having a presence in Brookings. I don't think that deal has gone away.
An LOI is a letter of intent. Jacob Mills was one of several local developers to speak against the extension. He says Bender has had nearly 3 years and there are no results for the community. Mills says Bender is getting the land at a discount and will receive tax increment financing to help pay for infrastructure.
Oh, and let's not forget, we paid them $140,000 to start all this 2.5 years ago. I just would ask that we've been trying the same thing with this parcel of land for 5 years and it hasn't worked. If that's not the definition of insanity, I don't know what is.
Councilmember Patty Bacon says she's not ready to give up.
You guys have worked so hard and we are so close on these. And I know that there have been some disappointing decisions in the last few months so that I would not want to destroy the opportunity for you guys to be able, you know, to finish that piece.
The council voted 5-1 to extend the agreement, Councilmember Leah Brink providing the lone no vote.